More states are considering legislation to protect the safety of election workers. At least 18 states have passed bills since 2022 that deter threatening or harassing anyone that works in elections, from secretaries of state to poll workers. NPR's Chris Arnold spoke last year with a worker in Coos County, Oregon, who says he was terrified when an armed woman in a Jeep followed him as he was collecting ballots from drop boxes and tried to run him off the road.
I see the Jeep Gladiator turn around the corner and drive very quickly down the road and then slam on the brakes and skid to a stop just past me. And then she leaned out of the car and looked at me and yelled, "You traitor."
The Brennan Center reports at least 73% of election officials have experienced an increase in threats in recent years. Advocates say while some states are taking action, more is needed. Jonah Minkoff-Zern is co-director of the Democracy Campaign at the nonprofit Public Citizen. He joins us now. Hi, Jonah.
Hey, Deepa.
Start out by telling us, Jonah, how common it is for election workers to receive threats and what kind of an impact maybe this is having on our elections and on democracy.
This is really a serious issue that our nation needs to address. One in three election workers surveyed in 2022 knew someone who had left their job running elections because they didn't feel safe. In some states, more than half of the local election officials have left since 2020. In Arizona, 12 of the 15 states' county election chiefs have departed. Election workers need our support, and there has to be zero tolerance for threats to people who administer our elections.
I'd love for you, Jonah, to just paint a picture for us of who an election worker is. You know, I know every time I've been to vote, they just seem like people from the community. I mean, where I used to live, it was, you know, people from my kids' school. I wonder if that's representative of election workers across the country, or are they partisan political operatives?
No, the election workers are people who care about being civil servants, and they are often elderly people who want to be part of our political process, and often people of color. You know, this is a racial justice issue as much as it is an issue of making sure that our democracy is working. And these election workers are not partisan people. They're people who care about the outcome of having a free and fair election.
So can you give us a specific example? We heard one just in the intro to this piece of a worker who was threatened.
Sure. So Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt received threats that Trump's supporters intended to kill his children and put their heads on spikes. And he's a Republican. In Oregon, a county clerk's office was vandalized with the message, "Vote don't work. Next time, bullets." An election worker in Georgia received threats to his family in January 4th of 2021. The threat stated, "We hope you enjoyed this holiday because it will be your last."
I have to ask you, Jonah, this is shocking. Is this new, or have these kinds of threats, you know, maybe even just in a low-level form, always been leveled at election workers?
This has been happening since the 2020 election, and it's a result of Trump's refusal to accept the outcome of the election. And what's notable is that this has continued to happen, that election denialism, that false claims that elections are not being decided fairly have continued to dominate a narrative that are having this outcome.
So, Jonah, what are states doing to prevent this? And can you speak to how effective any of those efforts maybe have been thus far?
Sure. So it's fantastic to see that states are taking action. These laws say make it illegal to threaten and harass election officials. They protect their personal information. And it's states across party lines, so ranging from Indiana and North Dakota to Vermont and Washington, that have passed these laws. And more needs to be done. We need to pass federal laws to protect our election officials. We need to also speak out as individuals against election denialism and say that we have our election officials' backs.
So hearing, you know, all of this, I have to wonder, is it even safe to be an election worker for the upcoming election this year?
Absolutely. Election workers have been able to administer elections safely and effectively. And we believe that in the 2024 election, that these laws and other actions like the Department of Justice Task Force that's investigating threats and harassment to election workers are important actions to make sure that our elections can be administered safely and fairly.
Jonah Minkoff-Zern is co-director of the Democracy Campaign at the nonprofit Public Citizen. Jonah, thank you.
And thank you, Deepa.